He said, if you look at history in just about every area of church life and the life of God's people, it's kind of followed a very interesting pattern. The first generation fights to discover and establish the truth. And that's what we did. I mean, that first flow of years was discovery and laying down the truth and tremendous excitement. And then he said the second generation fights to maintain the truth and proclaim the truth. And we've seen that, where we've put it down in books and on tapes, and we've started sending out men to preach it somewhere else and drawing people here and teaching them and sending them and working with pastors. And we've started to want to maintain the truth and proclaim the truth. And then he said the third generation could care less. Since they weren't a part of the fight on either front, they really don't have anything at stake. They tend to take it for granted. Boy, that scares me. That really scares me. The toughest thing, I said to this pastor, the toughest thing to deal with in the ministry is indifference or apathy, complacency. That's heartbreaking. And to think that we could produce a generation of people who weren't ever a part of the struggle and had just taken it all for granted, just walk in and pile up and sort of sit on the outside perimeter and say, well, it's all here, folks. We just take it for granted. It'll always be here. Since they didn't know what the price was, they can't even taste the sweet taste of victory. They don't even know what it is to have gone through the whole battle. I mean, you only have one shot at life. And I look at it as if God has given me the greatest, most wonderful, thrilling possible use of the one shot I've got. He's put me right here, and I don't think it's over yet. But the thing that I fear is that folks who weren't a part of the process of building and the process of fighting and discovering and laying it all down and getting it all moving are going to come here and not be able to appreciate what it is that God has done.